where we're more than just a podcast. We're a family. Go ahead and take some deep breaths, baby. You're safe here. Self-love, confidence, acceptance, and growth. Welcome home. Welcome to Probably Late to Something.
Hi, babies. It has been a fucking while, and I have some shit to motherfucking say. No, I'm sorry. I don't. I mean, I do, but it's not going to be that type of episode because we're healing and we're growing. But obviously, I disappeared almost off of like everything. I feel like I like kind of kept up with my Instagram just because I was like feeling hot and batty. But it was a really tough time for me. And it still is, but I feel like I've gotten more to the point of like accepting. That's why, you know, this episode is called I Forgive For Me, you know, and we're going to talk about forgiving people. Because I know like when I posted my TikTok this morning and I was like, oh, like I'm choosing to forgive. Some people are in the comments like, I don't want, like, what the fuck, like, you don't have to forgive, like, you know that they'll get what they get at the end, you know. And obviously like, everyone kind of feels that way sometimes. You want that person to hurt the way that they hurt you, but since you guys are my besties, I'm keeping this episode low-key just for the OGs, because I am gonna give a bit more detail of what really happened behind the scenes and how horrific this all was for me. I mean, no one could even fathom the amount of shit that I didn't speak on. I genuinely didn't speak on it. I kept my mouth shut and I kind of just accepted what was happening. And I was also scared to speak because I was literally being threatened. You know, there's a whole bunch that could be said about it, but I'll give you like a glimpse over. First of all, I want to say sorry for gaslighting y'all into thinking that was a healthy relationship. Yay. I know a lot of people were reaching out being like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the more I'm away from the situation, the creepier I feel and the creepier it gets. It wasn't my first time dating someone that was that much older than me. When I was 18, I dated someone that was 40. He was my yoga instructor. So all of this is like showing that there's like a deeper rooted issue that I have, clearly. But I recently just got back into therapy. I'm taking my meds really seriously, my mood stabilizers, or else like this would have literally wrecked and destroyed me. I want to also just like give a big shout out to you guys that really loved me and support me and, I don't know, became like the ground that I could stand on, because things got so overwhelming and so quick, and it was just being attacked so viciously by someone that said that they would always protect you will wreck and destroy you in so many fucking ways. That's a big reason why I started therapy again, because there's just some things that I cannot connect by myself, you know. And I've always loved therapy, but I just started a whole new therapist. Like, I couldn't go to either the two that I had gone to before. Like, I had to start fresh and new. And my therapist is actually a man. He's actually a man, and I'm really excited about it because I really want to know his perspective on some of the shit that I've like done and some of the shit that the men in my life have like done to me. I really want to know a male's perspective. And he seems really sweet. Like, we had our first meeting and he was like, just really, I said, listen, let me talk. I was like, just let me talk. You know, I'm a firm believer in like literally getting everything off my chest. It's not like you have to pull anything out of me. Like, I will literally give you my entire life story. And then I'm going to be like, what should I do next? Like, you have to tell me what the next step is. By the way, I'm really proud of myself to admit this, because again, one of the biggest insecurities or doubts that I have is that I'll never be capable of doing anything good. Like, I'm just not capable. I always felt like a burden, and sometimes I still feel like a burden, and I hate it. I hate feeling like I need my friends sometimes. I hate feeling like I need a hug sometimes. It's always been something I've been so insecure of, especially also financially growing up in a family where if you don't make money, you're really just not worth anything. You know, and I think my family is just also so like fucked in the head about money. Like I grew up with money. So because of that, you know, my family doesn't understand that, you know, making six figures a year is something to be proud of. It's good making 200K a year, 300K a year, but like to shoot for like millions and millions of dollars a year, like obviously that would be so great, but it's just, you know, it's a lot of pressure to put on someone that is as young as me. So I have a whole bunch of just like separate issues in that realm when it comes to like, one time I made $20,000 in a month, right? This is a long time ago. I've gotten better since then though, to be honest. But anyways, my first month making $20,000, I was so like excited and I wanted to tell my grandfather about it. And when I go to tell him, I get a response that was, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said. He was like, okay, well, when's the next brand deal? And I was like, damn, does this one not count? Like, does this moment right here not count? Like, can I just wait until fucking next month to worry about next month's like income? Like, what the fuck? So things like that, it just always put this doubt in my head that no matter what I'm doing, I'm still failing. And no matter how much I've tried to grow, I'm still just fucking everything up. That's kind of like the base thought in my head. And then, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm absolutely perfect. Not absolutely perfect. But you know, I feel very confident and I'm like, oh, I got this. Like I'm doing so well. And then it switches, you know? And I try not to judge myself, although the internet surely did. I really try to ground myself and stand firm in who I am as a person. And, you know, the only opinions that really matter are the ones of the people that love you and know you. So getting kind of into the storyline, right? I was engaged. Now I am fucking not. Thank the Lord. Okay. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I want to start with just a few stories that were kind of happening, right? Like we had the thing happen when I got arrested and I headbutted him. I left out, I think, the part where he said he was going to put a bullet in my brain to try to make sure that it would still be okay that I was still with this person. And I wanted to make sure it didn't look, I wanted to take the blame. I wanted to take the majority of the blame, I feel like, in ways to, you know, let my relationship be more accepted, you know, coming back from that. But yeah, like there was a part of the, like that night where he said, I'm going to put a bullet in your fucking brain. And then the fact that I went back after this, but let me just tell you, right? After this happened, and I got back together with him a few months after that, my grandpa, I love him, but he is the root of so many of my issues. So many of my issues. Also, my father being in prison for my entire life. Well, I don't even know if I'll ever really get into that. But a few months after that, this is just background of like why I am the way that I am. Because I've done a lot of self-reflecting. A lot. Okay. And this journey ain't all shits and giggles. This shit can be fucking rough. But a few months after that, my grandfather got sick and he always talks about how he's going to die. He's going to die. Like, I pray that he is just healthy. He has to walk me down the aisle. Like, he's very important to me. But when he got really sick, he was like, he sent me a message and he was like, please don't fuck this up with him, talking about my ex, and is like, you'll never find true love like this again. And like looking back, it's just so disappointing because like if I had a daughter and someone threatened to kill her, I would probably not think that that was the best love that she'll ever find. I mean, like what standards is that setting for me? I mean, it's just absolutely atrocious, you know? So I feel like that also just like, you know, pushes and explains more of where and why I am the way that I am, you know? I also want to touch on the fact that months before, because this was all planned, like this person had a plan. Like they had like certain screenshots from weird times. They were mixing stories together. Like they put in the effort to absolutely destroy me. And that is what fucking abusers do. I remember when I posted that video of me crying and I said, like, you are an abuser. He got so fucking angry. Like, he got so mad. Why? Because you got called out, you know? And another thing too, I don't believe that in any relationship, it's only one person. I mean, granted, I don't know everyone's relationship, but I know I did some things. I know for a fact I did some things, like sending that picture of kissing his ex. That was super stupid. I know I had my part in this. Like, I it takes two to dance or some shit like that. Like, I know I had a part in this and I can take accountability for that. But when you can't, or when someone is saying they didn't do anything wrong, like there were like comments being made of like, I've done bad things in past relationships, but never in this one. You told people I hired a hitman, motherfucker. Like, what the absolute shit? When I saw that, I was shocked. Jaw dropped to the floor. I was like, I've never heard some outlandish shit like this in my life. And another thing too, it wasn't just like, he didn't even say she got the number. He said she asked for a number of my best friend. Like, your friend is a hitman. Does that not say more about you than it does me? And some of these bitches ate it up. They ate it up. Like, I hope that some of these women and men and whatever, I call them roaches. I hope that these roaches never go to jury duty, because they are just going to be like, guilty. Like, this man showed no facts. He had absolutely nothing to prove what he was saying. He was just barking. And people ate that shit up. Like, they were like, oh my God, she tried to kill her step-grandma. Like, what is wrong with you? Do you know, like, how you have to be a certain type of person to genuinely try to murder someone? But the story wasn't even that I tried to murder someone. The story was that I asked for his friend's number. Like, because you can't even prove, there is no, come on. I don't even have to explain it. Y'all know. But I found out after this, right? He also said that I use the R word a lot. Never use that. You know, never fucking, I genuinely just don't say it. Like, I just never have. So I think that's very interesting. Then he said that, like, I made fun of my supporters. I called y'all fat and ugly. And I'm like, what? Like, he wanted to destroy my safety net, because he knew I cared about y'all. He knew I loved y'all. Like, you were my angel butterfly goddesses. Like, I genuinely, and I hate being called ingenuine, because that's all I was getting. They were like, you're so ingenuine, you're so fake, you're so two-faced, you're not like as good of a person as you say you are. I never claimed to be perfect. That's the thing. Like, my whole point of everything that I ever did was about growing. It's just trying your fucking best, doing your best, becoming better, loving yourself more. What about that screams I'm perfect? I've been fucking broken. I've been angry. I went to jail and I was very upfront about it. I did a podcast episode. I'm not trying to get like hyped up or anything, but like, I'm kind of sweating a little bit, because it's just like, what the actual fuck? Because like, it was just so dumb. The roaches didn't know what they were talking about, but they just kept barking anyways, because they feel like their opinions matter, but they're not. They're just aggravating. Like, literally, what are you doing? Sit down, crawl in the hole that you came out of and stay there. Anyways, but yeah, whatever. My mom told me, literally, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. This is just the way to see the behind the scenes of how the toxicity and the fucked upness that this person brought into my life. They apparently told months in advance, months before any of this, they apparently told my mom and my grandfather that I was flying to and from Texas to shoot porn for $5,000. What? First of all, first and foremost, I would never shoot porn for $5,000. In Texas? Like, do I have to pay for the flight? Like, I would never, like, that's how you just know it's an outlandish lie. You know, if he was like 150, I mean, I feel like that'd be kind of believable. I'd be like, damn, Leah might actually do that for 150. Like, not gonna lie. But $5,000? Are you absolutely ridiculous? That is so silly. And like, the way that was told to my family, like, and then he swore them to secrecy. He was like, you can't say anything about it. Like, like, I'll handle, like, trying to make situations where they could be the hero. And it's just fucking sick. It's just sick and twisted and gross and weird. You know, like, I had my parts where I would get drunk and I would get angry. But I wonder why I was so angry. I was in situations that were fucked up. You know, and then granted, actually, you know, I can't fully say that because genuinely, like, I've talked to you guys in the past that I could drink and get angry. You know, so maybe there's internal fires within me, like I think I've talked about before. And then there's also like that type of environment, depends on the environment that I'm in. Regardless, it takes two to tango, but there's clearly an imbalance, if y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah, everything just came out so weird and wonky. And then the leaking of my number, bold. I was ready to go to court. Like, I was truly ready to go to court because, you know, that's definitely, oh, also, like, they said they were going to sue me. They said they were going to ruin my life. They said that unless I fix that, like, all this stuff. He said, unless you fix this by telling people I'm not an abuser. What did you just do? You abused. It's honestly kind of funny. And one thing about me, I'm going to survive everything. I'm going to take every fucking experience in my life and I'm going to become better. Okay? Because I'm not going to be the type of person to sit and be like, okay, life's over. Like, no, the fuck it's not, bitch. It just started. I am too sexy and too bad to be letting anyone like that bring me down. You know, it's obviously easier said than done, but that whole thing was just absolutely fucking ridiculous. It was absolutely fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. But when my number was leaked, a lot of people started texting me and they were like, kill yourself. They're like, you're disgusting. You're a monster. Can't believe you tried to kill your grandmother. Like, what he, all someone has to do is say, they asked me for my friend's number to kill their grandma. And then everyone's like, oh, like, you're all so fucking dumb. You are dumb. I can't believe you're allowed to vote. You're stupid. They should be locked up just because of the absolute audacity. But yeah, like, it was rough. Like, people, random strangers reaching out and sending you voice memos being like, you need to fucking die, like, slit your throat. Like, it was really rough. Like, it was really difficult. Thankfully, this is so funny. This is why I think everything happens for a reason. Thankfully, I think like 3 days before that, three or four days before that, I had a massive meltdown. Massive, massive meltdown. And I was just crying so much. I was so sad. Like, I wasn't in a good place. But then afterwards, the next day, I got myself out of that and I'm like, boom, okay, let's figure out what we can do to not get there again and not feel that way. Like, what can we do in this exact moment to feel better, you know? Because that's always how I try to handle situations. And granted, it is not fucking easy sometimes, but I'm not going to give up and I'm not going to just like stay in a situation, you know? If the path you're not going is right, wait, if the path you're walking isn't right, make a new one. Whatever. But I forgot. I lost my train of thought. Oh, but I had that mental breakdown, right? And then I started feeling better. So when people started texting me like, kill yourself, I was like, already thought about it and I decided against it. So I'm not going to change my mind today. Like, today's not going to be the day that I'm like, oh my God, you're so right. I was like, had that thought 5 days ago, honey. If you hit me 5 days ago, then something bad might have happened. But you caught me 5 days after. So I can't have a breakdown again. I surprisingly dealt with that really well. The comment sections of my videos did get really disgusting though. And the reason, like, my mom started crying when she saw the comments of what people were saying about me and what people were just seeing the text messages roll in. Like, my mom was crying and my mom went on my TikTok and I told her, I was like, I don't even care about the comments. Like, I'm not going to turn off comments because, like, speak your shit, like, look dumb. And my mom like took my phone and was like going through the comments, crying, trying to delete people and block people. And I told her, I was like, Mom, don't even fucking worry about it. You know, I feel like I handled the situation pretty fucking good. Pretty damn fucking good, okay? Oh, you don't even know the shit that I found out from his exes. Like, I mean, and you don't even want to know the shit I found out afterwards. Like, I went on a date, like, maybe 3 weeks after something, and the server walks up. This was fucking terrible. The server walks up, and obviously, like, I am dating around, you know, you want a little distraction here and there. You want to, like, be flirted with. You want a free meal. Like, people give me shit. They're like, have you ever been alone? Like, are you seriously so crazy you're going to date? Do I have a fucking boyfriend or a girlfriend? No, you dumb fuck. Sit down and shut up. But I was on this date and the server walks up to me. She was like, your dad was just in here. And I was like, what are you talking? I knew immediately. And I was like, shut up, bitch. Like, literally go away. La la la. And she was like, yeah, the man with all the tattoos. She was like, yeah, he was with his girlfriend. And I was like, oh, and she was like, yeah, and all of your brothers. And I was like, oh my goodness. The introduction's already happening within 3 weeks. Like, I just, my heart aches for the cycle that these kids get put through, like moving them in, Mama Malia getting engaged, now she's gone, new girls moving in. Like, it's just so sad. And I get sad that I even had a part in it. Like, I should have known better than to do that. Like, I should never have met those fucking boys until months later. Like, I should have never done that. That's not fair to them. It's a shame and it's a fucking pity, and I should have never done that. I should have. Oh. You forgive them and you also have to forgive yourself. I actually have a quote on forgiveness that I wanted to share to you guys because, oh, by the way, a few days ago I received my I'm sorry email, and my mom is a very forgiving person, but she said she would never forgive them. Like, she was like, no, I'll never forgive them. Never. I got my cat stolen. When boxes were packed, they put in the boxes, in my boxes, also I wasn't allowed in the house because to get my stuff, even though my name was on the lease, because I was a psychotic, bipolar, crazy bitch. And none of them wanted to see me, including like the boys. And that's like, I didn't give a fuck about that person, but like the boys, I was like, damn. I don't think they ever said that, but obviously it was used to like be meansies. I'm sorry, I did not think I was gonna go this deep, but right, so my mom's like, I'm never forgiving them. And I was like, I want to be better than that though, and I want to do better, so I want to forgive and move on. So there's a quote that says, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that that prisoner is you. The weight of carrying anger. Now, mind you, I've thought about anger so many times because I always considered myself an angry fucking person. But I proved to myself during this situation by keeping my mouth as shut as fucking possible and not defending myself when my name was being absolutely dragged through the mud and my character was absolutely defamed to the highest extent. By the way, the definition of character defamation is preventing someone from working. And as my income was my brand deals and social media, I was physically prevented from making money and my income stopped. So it was a complete just like side fucking, I mean, it was hard, but you know, we move forward. I start school May 13th. I finally did that for myself. And I want to prove to myself that I'm an independent woman and I can be very successful. So I'm continuing my biology degree. And I'm going to just prove that I can do it. I can do it. I can be, what is that word that I said earlier? I'm scared that I'm not ever going to be, it starts with a C, capable. I want to prove to myself that I am capable. But so that's one of my favorite quotes. And then it also says, forgiveness does not justify or diminish the pain that they have caused, but forgiveness does not justify or diminish, or hold on, like literally I can't, diminish. I'm like, I'm so smart. I'm going to biology school. And y'all are like, you sure about that? You sure about that, Mom? Or diminish the pain they cause, but it creates space and it frees you. I went through a whole little journey. I've also done a lot of shrooms and I'm smoking a lot of weed. So there's another update that I have to give you. But yeah, anger makes you smaller and forgiveness forces you to grow beyond what you are. And I feel like that's what this whole situation has brought me. I was about to rage out and completely lose my mind when all of this started happening. And my mom walked into my room and she said something that I'll never forget. She sat down on this chair and she looked at me and she said, "Why? Why do it?" She's like, "Why not carry yourself with grace and fucking class?" You know, and I was like, I'm not carrying myself with grace. I'm not carrying myself with class. I haven't for a while, I feel like. I mean, I was out here talking about being a bad bitch, like I'll beat a bitch's ass. And like, I thought that was cool, you know, because that's like something that people think is cool nowadays. Like, I'm a bad motherfucking bitch. And, you know, like, obviously you can be like, bad bitch, ah, but, you know, like that whole like violent fighting, like all of that shit, like it's just, it's embarrassing. And that's the number one thing that was talked about in that household. It was, you can beat up people. I punched someone at the bar the other night. I'm going to punch someone. I'll beat the shit out of them. I'll shoot them. Like, it was so violent that I took on that violence. And I want to be classy. I want to be a classy woman. Like, I don't want my kids to grow up and be like, mom's going to beat someone's ass. Like, no, obviously I want them to be able to take care of business if they need to. Yeah. But I don't want them to grow up and think that that type of trashy shit is cool. Like, it's not. You look dumb. You know, that you, when you let someone get you angry, you're letting them win. I know that for a fact because back in the day when I was extra, extra toxic, I would love to rile someone up and then I would just smile in their face. I'd be like, look at you, dummy. So I just don't, I wanna grow and I wanna shed. And forgiveness allows you to grow beyond what you are. You know, and I just think that's really beautiful and it helps me. It really, truly, truly helps me. And then, you know, I was angry for such a long time also when this situation happened that I wasn't even able to mourn. So I was super fucking pissed off, ranting about it all the time, whatever. And then like a week later, I was at Okeechobee Fest. And at Okeechobee Fest, I was having a blast with my friend. We were just having such a great time. And I did shrooms in the middle of my trip. I don't know if any of y'all done psychedelics, but that shit's great. I really only like shrooms. You know, I just think it's like safer and it's just like from the ground. Like I think some of the other like chemical-y ones like are a little scary. You never know if you're actually getting something that's safe for you. But I was tripping and I had this just overwhelming feeling of sadness finally hit me because I wasn't mourning the loss of a fiance, the loss of my stepchildren. I wasn't mourning the house and my puppy Oakley. Like I didn't have time. And I think it was maybe a protection mechanism. I was shielding myself from feeling what I actually needed to be feeling, which was fucking pain, heartbreak, and sadness. And I just started bawling my eyes out. I cried for like 2 hours straight and it was the most relieving thing ever. Like, yes, it sucked. And yes, I was in pain and I couldn't explain how hurt I was that like, I was so dumb. That's how I felt. I was just like, I'm so dumb. And I could not believe like that someone I thought would always protect me would be someone I don't even know, a complete stranger now. It's really hard. And, you know, healing is not, you know, one way. It's not linear. Like, if you cry, if you get sad, you're not going backwards. That's what my friend Riley told me. She's like, just because you're going through this shit and you have good days, then you have bad days, it doesn't mean you're going backwards. It's all part of, you know, the process. But I realized that I had to just cry that out. And in the process of crying it out, I started healing more and more and more and more and more, realizing and acknowledging my sadness and my disappointment in myself, in them, in everything. I was able to shed layers. You know, I was able to shed layers and I was kind of upset with myself. You know, I thought I was really dumb for getting myself involved in that situation. And when you're talking about forgiveness, one of the first people you need to forgive is yourself. And I was like, I shouldn't have done that. I needed to just be smarter. Why did I stay so long? Like, why did I date someone that was so much older than me? I had to forgive myself first. My yoga class, by the way, starts in literally like 2 minutes. So that's interesting. Not 2 minutes, like, but like 15. So I've got to wrap this up, but I just love talking to you guys. And you just are a place where I can vent and feel comfortable. I have another quote that I really liked. It said, "Forgiving isn't something you do for someone else. It's something you do for yourself. It's saying you're not important enough to have a strange hold on me. It's saying you don't get to trap me in the past. I am worthy of the future." I fucking love that. I absolutely love that. I love it. It's so powerful to me. And my therapist recently too told me to write down, you know, we always talk about journaling your feelings and stuff, right? But I don't want to be stuck in the fucking past anymore. I don't want to give someone the power to make me so hurt. And, you know, I still talk about things, and I know, like, people say, like, "Oh, you know, why do you still talk about it then?" And, like, I honestly feel like I didn't speak about anything. So filming this now, it's like I'm finally being able to talk a little bit, and I'm not even angry anymore. Like, I'm not angry. It fucking happened. And I survived it. I'm not angry. I'm fucking proud. I'm like, damn, bitch. Like, we really can literally get through anything. Like, I did that shit. Like, I got myself through that. And my support system was so fucking amazing. Like, the way they rallied for me, the way y'all rallied for me, the way that my friends and family came together and rallied for me. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. But I do think it's important to note, like, how fast social media can switch up. You know, it's all mental health awareness until they don't like you, because then they, like, be like, "Kill yourself." Like, how are you? This is the community that's supposed to be getting, you know, mental health awareness out there, and it's supposed to be talking about accepting people and, like, being together and, like, being okay. Like, this is that. And, like, the way that people were, like, I sometimes get upset about the fact that I gave such beautiful energy and was, like, uplifting people and calling them queens when some of those roaches and rats did not fucking deserve it. Like, literally didn't deserve it at all. But I wanted to give a few more things because, you know, when it came to having struggles, right? When it comes to having struggles, just for all of us, when it comes to us being put in situations that we don't think are fair, people say things that fucking suck and that hurt us. I like to think about the fact that over 1 million, I have some fun facts for y'all too. Over 1 million Earths can be fit inside of the sun. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, why are we so fucking worried? Like, 1 million Earths can fit inside of the sun. And I'm worried about some of y'all bitches. You got me fucked up. There's absolutely no way. There's absolutely no way. There's absolutely no way that you're going to be more important. Your opinion is going to be more important than my opinion and the opinion of my friends and my family. I got to such a dark point where I was literally like, maybe I'm just terrible. You know, I wanted everything to be my fucking fault so at least I could have some fucking sort of control over it. And my friends and my family were like, "You're not doing that. We're not doing that." Like, they're like, "This is what the fact is. We see through the shit and now we're moving forward." Okay, now fun facts, right? Do you know it's physically impossible to get pigs to look up to the sky? I don't know why, but it's apparently physically impossible. And I just find that extremely interesting. I'm intrigued by it. And then obviously the other one, it's impossible to sneeze without your eyes closed. I thought that was dope. And the activity for today, my therapist not only told you, you know, I skipped that, you know, you journal, you get your emotions out there, but he also told me to write down what I need. What I want out of life, what I need out of life, what I need out of my friends, what I need out of a partner. Like, how do you go out and make decisions and make friends and pick partners when you don't even know what you need or what you want? Like, write it down. What do you need? Ask yourself, what do you want out of your fucking life? I want my life to be meaningful. You know, the most important day of your life is the day that you're born and the day that you figure out why. That makes me want to cry immediately. I'm just such a fucking crier. I read that quote and I was like already like, oh my God, it's so sweet. I want to figure out why I'm alive. And I feel like I'm slowly getting there day by day. And I think it's because I'm a strong ass, tough ass bitch. And I am so happy that you are here and that you support me and that you love me and that you just are there for I so I can share a space. I will never be able to tell you guys how much I love you, and I will never be able to fucking just stop wanting to always talk to you guys. Thank you for your patience. I love you so fucking much, and I hope that you love yourself too. Mwah.